for those that have not settled down, it's...
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Oh, boy. Why we can't have nice things. Always eventful after a weekend and during the Olympics. The Winter Olympics, bringing the world together.
Aww.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And that includes a fugitive from Slovakia who has been on the run for 16 years.
Dear.
Finally was arrested when he turned up in Milan to support his national ice hockey team at the Milan Cortina Winter Olympics. 44-year-old man who was not named has been wanted by Italian authorities and Interpol for a series of pretty serious thefts committed way back in 2010.
Oh.
The Carabinieri, which is Italy's military police, managed to track down and arrest the man on Wednesday after he checked into a hotel on the outskirts of Milan thanks to an automatic alert from Interpol. The man was taken into pretty much immediately Milan's San Vittore prison. And he didn't see his team. He missed the opening game. Which Slovakia beat Finland 4-1. So congratulations. Dum, 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 dum,
dum. Police in Clearwater, Florida were on the hunt for one Josiah Darling, who they knew from some previous interactions and did not go to court after being arrested for trespassing. They found him thanks to some facial recognition software, but he is now no longer identifying as Josiah.
Mm.
He said his name is actually George Costanza. They added a few more charges. He pled no contest.
Dum, 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 dum. That's a good one. All right, let's get to people throwing stuff. Here's Cape Coral, Florida. A political feud led to a projectile food at Four Mile Ecological Preserve in Cape Coral after a man was arrested for launching a cupcake at a city employee.
Rude.
Incident occurred when a Cape Coral city employee reported a man had thrown a cupcake at him after arguing about politics. The alleged thrower, David Sternel, 59, was found at a nearby gazebo with, quote, frosting on his person. He claimed that the city employee was the one that threw the cupcake, but no. He was taken into custody where he faces criminal mischief for damage to property over $1,000 and a weapon offense for a missile into a dwelling.
What?
Yeah, no cupcake charge there.
Dum, 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 dum.
You never know what you're going to find on Facebook Marketplace. Take, for example, Samantha Harden, whose husband came home with a used couch. And it didn't just sit there and look cute and act all cozy. Mm-mm. She heard a bell ringing inside. Decided to inspect the couch that the husband brought home and realized, oh, we also got a brand new kitty.
Mm.
The previous owners were very pleased that little Cheeto was found.
Yeah, you got to check that stuff.
Dum, 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 dum.
Where that comes.
Let us go to Yonkers. That's up in New York. And a Yonkers, New York man was recently sentenced to 90 days in prison because he threw a microwave through a Best Western Hotel window.
Oh.
Timothy Thomas pled guilty to criminal mischief, disorderly conduct, must pay restitution, abide by strict probation terms. He may have been drunk at the time of the incident. That or that hot pocket was just taking too long.
Dum, 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 dum.
And I understand that.
More crime and more mistaken identity, JB.
Mm.
Namely, Giante Dixon, who made some very bad choices up in Wisconsin. You see, he stole a TV from Walmart. Tried to get away in a police car, which he crashed.
Ooh.
But it wasn't actually Giante, much like George Costanza.
Yeah.
He told officers that it's not a problem because he is Jesus.
Well, he should be fine then.
Dum, 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 dum.
I don't know if he's read the book correctly. And then finally, back to Florida and Palm Beach County officials there. And the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission. They all had to get involved as a man was arrested Monday of last week for allegedly tossing a live alligator through the drive-thru window of a Wendy's restaurant in Loxahatchee, Florida. Joshua Douglas James, three first names, 23 years old of Jupiter, Florida, allegedly did admit to officials that he picked up an alligator on the side of the road and let Later threw it from his white pickup truck into the Wendy's through the drive-thru window after he ordered a large soft drink. The alligator was later seized by, you know, those that do that. Now he's facing multiple charges, including aggravated assault with a deadly weapon.
You think?
An unlawful possession and transportation of an alligator.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Yeah, Wendy's actually did send out a statement to ABC News saying this is an unfortunate incident. The safety and security of our restaurant teams is very important to us, and we're glad no one was injured as a result of what happened. Well, what about the alligator?
Dum, 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 dum,
give him a frosty or something.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.